Deep and wide, oh, the DC swamp is deep and wide. Deep and wide, oh, the DC swamp is deep and wide. And it's so slimy, oh, so slimy. It's so slimy, oh, so slimy. Deep and wide. Deep and wide, oh, the DC swamp is deep and wide. Deep and wide, deep and wide, oh, the DC swamp is deep and wide.
Well, a little fun thing there for Rabbi Rick. Yeah, just introduced him to the new theme song. Because this is the news. According to me. Yeah, well, it's Thursday and we got to laugh about something. Yeah, so
we're digging now.
We had the singers. We had the news according to me singers came in today. This is recording.
How long did you work on that?
2 days. A lot of editing. A lot of... No, I just little something I threw together.
Yeah.
Afternoon. I got some other ideas. Yeah, there'll be more. There's never-ending ideas here. So, yeah. Well, so it's Thursday, January 7th, and
the ZA has happened.
ZA has happened. The zombie apocalypse. Boy, is there a lot of stuff flying around.
There's a bunch of brain dead people infested in Washington, D.C.
That's right. I'm not sure who the stupider ones are, the ones who broke in or the ones who were breaking in to get. I'm not sure which ones are the dumbest ones, but yeah, it's...
Well, who was it really that broke in?
Well, and that's the question.
I mean it's... You know, within literally hours, they caught pictures of... They were... and it wasn't the media that was doing this. It was just people on the internet.
Yeah.
Hey, this guy was, we caught this guy at an Antifa rally. This guy was at another one at an Antifa rally, you know, and it doesn't help that they show up with these weird costumes, you know,
right.
Mr. Yeah. Viking Man.
Viking Man.
And,
it's hard to pick him out of a crowd because everybody looked like that. You know, all the Trump supporters, they looked like that.
And then Gateway Pundit posted again today, the video of them, I don't know if you saw it, opening up the barriers and letting people in.
Yeah. Yep.
So it... You know, it's just all really super duper fishy to me. So I'm not saying that there wasn't people that were in there weren't all Trump supporters, but.
Right. Well, yeah. And then you've got people like Chris Christie who is saying, well, yeah, they were all Trump supporters. They were, well, he was saying, yeah, there may have been some provocateurs, but there were Trump supporters in there because they were waving the flags and they had Trump.
Oh, the horror. Waving an American flag.
Oh, well, then they must have been, because a phony person wouldn't do that.
Mm-mm. They'd be burning it.
I listened to that. I saw a couple of pundits. Now, Mark Levin, in fact, had a thing on his post about it. That he heard the thing between Brian Kilmeade this morning and him. He was mad, too. And
well, I should have been.
I was livid. I was listening to it in the car.
Yeah, I can't listen to him anymore.
And it was like... Kilmeade didn't slow him down. He just kept piling on.
Yeah.
And Chris Christie just kept on going with things that, in my opinion, it's just obvious that it's Trump derangement syndrome, but it's worse because I think, you know, Christie expected to be attorney general. He was really, when Trump got in there, he was his buddy, and that's what he thought he was going to be. And when that didn't happen, he was so.
I don't know if I knew that.
Yeah, that was.
Got butthurt. Huh?
He got hurt pretty bad over that. Yeah, that was pretty early on that he kind of walked. And that's when it started happening. He turned into the Scaramucci. You know, he was like, all of a sudden there Trump was the bad guy, and everything that Trump did was, you know, he didn't like him. And I've been friends with him for 20 years. And he acts like he's always his best buddy for 20 years. They weren't that close. But he acts like, I've known him, I've supported him. And you only supported him because of what you could get out of the guy. And so now you're calling yourself a supporter, and yet you really weren't.
Yeah. Yeah, And back, yeah, I agree. And back to the where we started the infiltration of the Capitol building. You know, the fact that there's a couple things there that just don't smell right. You know, the fact like things we already said. Somehow they were all able to just get all the elected officials out, like, and maybe that's just their gig. You know, they're really good at it, or, you know, they're ready for that. I don't know. but I saw a video where, or I shouldn't say I saw it. They were talking about it, excuse me, of when the barricade went down, like a female Capitol policeman woman, or do we say police them
they.
Or
oh, they? Police they.
Okay, yeah. where they fell over, and the Trump supporters went over and like was trying to help her out and protect her from getting trampled by.
Trampled on, yeah.
Yeah, you know, yeah. That's what a Antifa guy would have expected them to do.
Rioters who are out to harm people. That's what they do.
And in going back to like what we were talking about yesterday. You know, for the last 20 years, literally, because you started having these the Tea Party rallies and stuff, and never once was there ever any kind of rioting, any kind of property getting trashed or burned up or anything like that. And even in just the last year, look at all the monetary amount of damage.
Billions of dollars, over $2 billion.
In Racine, Wisconsin, and just, you know, all the different places.
And that's just the reported amount.
Right.
That's the insurance
reported
amount.
They want you to know.
Yeah.
And, but you get all that, and then you get these, you know, the Trump rally that spills over into the Capitol, and we still don't know. I mean, they were in there, they were. But, you know, for being a big thing you got to worry about. They sure, you know, they walked around.
Yeah.
They didn't torch anything. Yeah. They didn't, you know, they were unarmed. Yeah. You know, they weren't the ones shooting.
No.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing is funny too. I'm not making fun of the poor lady that lost her life. Obviously, that was tragic and should have never happened. But, you know, so, and I'm never going to put myself in that officer's place, you know, we don't know what was going on, what happened, blah, 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 all that stuff. So it's a tragedy. It should have never happened. But this is what I was going to get to is I saw a headline today, 4 people killed in DC riot.
Three because of medical emergencies.
because of natural causes, it went on to say. I'm like,
yeah.
So now if you die of natural cause, you're being killed.
Yeah.
Please.
And it's Trump's fault.
Yeah, of course.
So,
ordered it.
Capitol Police shoots and kills an unarmed woman. That's Trump's fault.
Yeah.
And if they kill an unarmed black person, that's racist, and it's the cop's fault.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the entire, it's
yeah, and we need to riot and torch half a city.
Yeah, it's the hypocrisy and the double standards are those are two things that really upset me. And I think that's what's happening now.
Well, are you going to fry another egg on your forehead today?
I am going to probably fry a whole omelet. I brought in enough ingredients for an omelet, a casserole.
Yeah. Hypocrisy is a great word for today because again, going to like what we were just talking about a little bit ago, the hypocrisy of all like the Chris Christie.
Yeah.
And now you've got, of course, Mitch McConnell. He was a hypocrite, you know, weeks ago already.
Yeah.
But now, like Lindsey Graham, you know, he's out there, you know, this is a good word. Let's get on with it now.
Yeah. Enough is enough.
Sorry. I really didn't mean what I said. Let's just get back on it. You know, please take me back.
Yeah, take me back. I want to be back in the establishment.
Really? And then they're going after the people that were supposed to do their constitutional duty and object to the, you know, and oh man, where do I start?
It's like a shotgun. You want to just take it all at once.
It's like nobody's even, not one court even looked at the evidence.
Yeah.
And you've got now 2,500 affidavits.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, and yeah, I'm sound frustrated because, and that's how everybody feels right now.
Yeah.
Because we're literally at a place where you want the right thing to happen, but nobody's lifting a finger to do any of it.
Yeah.
you know? And then you got these knuckleheads.
Well, it was Trump inciting a riot. Now we're gonna impeach him. Oh, yeah. Please. Seriously, Chuck?
He's flipped out. He's out of control, and he might push the nuclear button.
Right.
And we need to use the 25th Amendment now to get him out of there.
Did you see Chuck Schumer?
He's all over that.
What an idiot. Now we get that for the next. Yeah,
this is the guy who kept us out of wars for 4 years, pulled all the troops back, and now he's going to be the one to push the button. Yeah, that's going to happen.
I don't know if I'm going to make it. I mean, yeah. These knuckleheads, seriously.
They are off the rails, and the boogeyman was Trump, and now they got the momentum now. Yeah. That's the problem, is they've got people bailing ship, so they're thinking, okay, we got the momentum, now we can go after this guy.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, this is not looking pretty at all. I've talked to two different other people today that were staunch Republicans. Both of them are now saying they're not voting Republican again.
Oh.
They're done.
Yeah.
I feel that way.
I do too.
I feel like I'm done.
Yeah.
It's like if another party comes along or if there's somebody else to vote for or whatever, I'm just done. Yeah. I've had it. And
unless Trump runs again in 2024.
If they can somehow get this straightened out.
Under the Republican Party.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, who knows?
He might.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a whole other subject. Maybe we can dive in a little bit later. But I mean, yeah, what's he going to do
if they impeach him? Or if they do use the 25th Amendment on him, they'll never be able to run him again. I don't think they'll ever let him back in.
Yeah, that would be dumb.
Yeah,
because
and I think that's why they're trying. I think that's part of the reason they're scared. That's they want to have that on him so they can say no.
That's the key word right there.
Yeah,
and you know why are they scared of him?
Yeah,
why are they scared of him? Why?
And what is it that he's done that's so
terrible?
Are they
scared of the 80 million people that voted for him?
They keep saying, nobody's done what this president has done. But yeah, nobody has brought unemployment down to the level he did for every across the board.
Yeah.
And so it's like,
despite the fact that he had a handful of people working with him in all of Washington.
He's fighting against everybody.
Yeah.
And still
his own,
pull this off.
Quote, party.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even
people in his cabinet.
They were all
there because they wanted to be in the White House, but they were against him.
Yeah. Last thing I saw Sidney Powell from yesterday, she was she put something on Parler and somebody was asking her a question and she said what he needs to do is fire all the people around him.
Yeah.
And evoke the executive order, whatever it is, you know. And it still blows me away. My mind, I shouldn't blow it. Why he didn't do that. I mean, he had every right to do that. There was clear evidence that there was foreign intervention in the election.
And I think it gets back to the whole thing of he doesn't think anybody would have. I don't think he can't force anybody to do anything. And I think that they probably would have backed away. I think. I don't know.
But we're talking about the military.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think there's some generals there that may not have gone there. I don't know. I don't know.
But we're not talking martial law. We're just talking...
Right. Just insurrection issue.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only explanation I can come up with.
I don't know that is even possible,
but I think that's...
Blows my
mind.
The
only thing... Yeah. That's the only thing I... Other than that, I have no excuse for why he wouldn't pull it.
Yeah.
But...
They
keep saying that nobody came forth with any evidence. Nobody, you know, the courts kicked him out. Christie was going all over that today. Well, every court kicked him out. Well... No, and he kind of made a little stipulation about how some of them, but he was talking about like 60 different court cases. Well, Trump's team did not bring 60 court cases.
Mm-hmm.
They only brought a few, and the bulk of those court cases were court cases within the states.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't listen.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to get involved in election law.
Right.
And that's a tragedy.
Yeah,
travesty. I mean, it's.
Yeah.
Here, before we get too far away from the whole Antifa thing, I do have a video that was taken of while they were there. This is what was going on while there were people busted into the one window that they got in.
Okay.
And you hear everybody around them. I'll let it speak for itself. It's kind of hard to hear. Maybe hopefully this comes through okay. I can always redo it if it doesn't. But. I don't know if you understood everything that they said, but They're saying, no Antifa, no Antifa, stop them. Don't break the windows. Don't break the windows.
Right.
They're trying to stop them from doing it, but there's the way the wall is set up right there. They can't. The video is a little easier to tell, but they're because they're the way that window where that window is.
Yeah.
But nobody can get to them to stop them, and they're breaking in, and everybody's going like, no, no, don't break the windows, don't do that, don't do that. So that's really what was going on. That kind of thing needs to be out there more because
they'll never,
ever mainstream media will never show that. Never show that. Yeah, that's aggravating.
No, because we got to keep hammering this issue that Trump incited the violence.
Right.
And, you know.
Yeah, it's his fault that they, because he didn't come out when this, he basically told them to go down there in his speech. Yeah. I didn't hear that.
No, nobody did. Nobody did.
And it's, I mean, you want to talk about.
And the fact that.
We should play the whole thing of Maxine Waters. Whenever you see them out, you should draw a crowd and get in their face and tell them they're not welcome here or anywhere.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, that's pretty that's pretty volatile right there.
A little bit. Yeah.
Jeez.
But again, you know, we now have not now. It's been this way for a long time, even before Trump, and that's, again, mm-hmm. why he got elected. We have a two-tiered system of justice.
Yeah.
You know, and you have politicians on the left that get away with making dumb statements like that.
Yep.
You know, and I don't know.
Yeah, Joe Pags had a really good interview today. I'm gonna do some editing in it and play it tomorrow morning on the morning show. But maybe we can talk about it tomorrow night. But Joe Pags is going after this Chip Roy guy, who is I guess he's a senator from Texas. He was there, and he was against the objection. And Pags was not. Pags was like, well, why couldn't, he kept asking him several times why Pence couldn't, he didn't have to, obviously he didn't have to reject the electors, but he could have at least postponed the electors and said, let's look into this before we continue. Right. He said, isn't that within his constitutional right? Well, the guy never answered him, but he kept going on about how it's not our constitutional duty. It's our constitutional duty just to count the votes and submit them and be done. That's all we're supposed to do, because you don't want Congress deciding on the election.
Well, then why have a system of that includes an objection?
Well, because that was the 1887 Act, and he says that they shouldn't. Well, but it's
not
there.
Applicable anymore.
It's there. Yeah, you didn't get rid of it. Actually, that's what Gomer tried to get rid of.
Yeah,
and they wouldn't. There's a catch-22 there. They can get rid of it. But now that gives Pence the power to do it. So that's what he was trying to get around that whole thing. So he went on and on, and Pags pushed him pretty hard on this thing and said, so there's no check and balance, you know, from the Congress can't. And he's like, well, you don't want the Congress to just make a decision, because the next time the Democrats have the Senate, they're going to decide the election. I'm like, Pags was like, they're not going to follow the Constitution anyway.
The time is now.
The time is now, because now they've got the Senate, and you think that they're not going to object next time and change it?
Yeah.
They're going to do it.
Yeah.
You and all your little high and mighty little, oh, we're going to obey the Constitution thing. Well, guess where that just got you?
You better figure out who you're up against.
Yeah. And it's the whole thing.
It's like the Republicans keep wanting to bring a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah.
It's not working, guys.
It reminds me of the guys, and I've flown with a lot of guys.
And that's why Trump was popular.
Exactly.
He brought a torch.
He didn't back down.
A flamethrower and a gun.
Yeah. and a couple grenades.
That's right. A bazooka.
Yeah. I fly with these guys once in a while that are you know, it's, I call them kids because I'm an old guy now. But even when I was younger and I was flying with them, I would say.
You young whippersnappers.
I did a lot of time. I did a lot of flight instruction, and I learned a lot when I was flight instructing. And there's, you know, I had to teach them by the book. Mm-hmm. I had to teach them what the FAA wanted them to know and all the stuff that they. And I learned the thing. I spent a lot of time as a flight instructor, and one of the things I learned is that sometimes you
never jump out of a moving plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially into the prop. So, it's. Some people will go by the book to the point that they will fly the plane into a mountain.
Yeah.
But they'll do it by the book.
Yeah.
And it's like, get your head out of the book for a second and look up and let's avoid that. Let's not hit the big dirt ball down there, because that's a problem.
Yeah, right.
It gums up the carburetor when you do that. So it's one of those things that I see that in politics sometimes, where these guys are so adamant about going, you know, doing this because this is the way it's. Well, show me exactly. That's your interpretation. There's a lot of guys that disagree with you. A lot of guys that are smarter than you sometimes about constitutional law saying something different. So you tell me why you're so principled on this. And it's the same thing. They're going to fly this plane into the ground because they're doing it right. And it's like, there's got to be a workaround. There's got to be a way to do this.
Yeah. How does that work for you in war?
Yeah.
When your opponent all of a sudden
The Geneva Convention doesn't
fight by the same rules you do.
Yeah, that never works.
Yeah.
That's how we won the Revolutionary War, by the way.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, that's been the frustration with the Republicans versus the Democrats for me in the last, even 30 years ago, even when Clinton got in office, they're not playing by the same rules.
Yeah.
And, this was an esteemed body in the Senate. We're just going to be nice to each other and we're just going to play by the rules. Meanwhile, you've got, Chuck Schumer, I can't picture. It's gonna be a rough couple years. I hope AOC primaries him.
yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah, wouldn't it? Yeah. But he's already making idiotic statements like today. Like he was the guy calling on his Trump's cabinet.
Yeah.
To invoke the 25th Amendment, or they're gonna do articles of impeachment. What? It's not even two weeks left.
Yeah, 14 days.
Good grief. What's the point?
Yeah, what's
Seriously.
The point of that? Yeah.
And again, it goes back to they're scared of him.
Yeah.
You know?
They're afraid once he gets out of office that he's going to be more powerful than he was when he was in office.
You know, maybe we should jump into that. I mean, what is Trump going to do? And then, I could easily see him holding rallies like he has already.
Yeah. Well, he's already said we've only begun to fight.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
I'm happy for that. Honestly, I really am because, but it goes back to one of the things I fear the most about what that came out of this election is, well, if they can rig it, while he's in office, what chance do we have?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Now they've got the House and the Senate.
Because we can't, we've got 8,000 poll watchers this time. Well, how'd that work out for you?
Yeah.
You know, and when the courts don't even take a lawsuit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just
pathetic. You've got, and of course they make this big deal of, well, we didn't get one single official letter from any of the legislatures about the this or that.
That ain't true.
And it isn't true. And the problem was they couldn't meet because it required the governor to call a special session and they wouldn't do it. And they were Republicans. But they kept saying, well, it was even Republican legislatures. There were Republican legislatures. Well, or Republican governors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't matter if you have a never Trump. I don't care what your party affiliate is. If the guy doesn't like the president, that shouldn't weigh into anything.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't say, well, it was a Republican judge. It was a Trump appointed judge.
Yeah.
Well, it was a Mitch McConnell appointed judge. But at the same time, it's like that shouldn't matter. And they don't. That shouldn't give it any credibility.
No.
It's just a wrong is a wrong no matter who does it.
Right.
Whether no matter what their party affiliation is.
Yeah, so, I totally agree.
And then Nancy, the speeches last night. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm glad I went to bed.
Oh, I should never have stayed up.
I would have been throwing things at the TV.
It was just the most ridiculous. You know, first I heard... I was listening to the Senate a little bit because they took a little bit of recess for some reason. And then, so I went over and listened to the House for a little bit. And it was just one thing after another Nancy, the most incredible thing she said last night, I thought she had a really good speech. She said, she's wearing her mask so tight now. it's like
she can't feel her lips.
She can't. Yeah, apparently. I think I'd like to tighten it a little bit more on her, but
keep her dentures in place.
She was panting. She was like she couldn't hardly breathe, and you couldn't understand what half of what she said. It's funny. It's funny to hear the clips on the news because you can tell she's got this stupid mask on, and she's probably 20 feet from everybody, but she has to wear this mask because it's gotta wear the mask,
right?
And it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
But one of the things she said last night that almost made me vomit. I did think I might have vomited just a little bit in my mouth. She said something about, as we gather under these stones of our temple of democracy.
Maybe she was stoned.
She said that like three times. This temple of democracy. Well, she didn't say it that way. She said, it was like, yeah, we know who your God is.
Well, she demonstrated her reverence when she was busy ripping up Trump's State of the Union speech last year.
Yeah, that was
somebody should have slapped her for that.
That was totally inappropriate, regardless of how she felt about it. That's you're still representing people that you know, and that's just
is she?
Well,
is she?
No, she's not. She's representing the voting machine that she paid.
Yeah, that's right. That she's.
but yeah, that's what gets me is that they've lost touch with that, and they've lost. They're completely in this bubble that they don't understand.
Term limits.
Yeah. And now, and again, the whole thing of they think that because they're in this atmosphere out there right now of, and last night when I got to tell you, here's how.
Tell me.
When everything was going down yesterday.
He's getting excited again.
When everything was going down yesterday and they were talking about, I kept seeing this, the news blips coming across the teleprompter. Yeah, right here on our little beeper thing over here. No, I was getting these text messages from the news agencies, and one of the things was the Senate has adjourned and gone into sheltering down the Congress people, or I can't remember how they said it. Congress is scared. When they said something about they're scared, I typed back to the one of them. I said, good. I mean, I was actually glad they were scared.
Yeah. What about all those people that live around the CHOP zone in Seattle or Portland, whatever?
They were terrified by what was going on there. And, someone lost their...
Yeah, what about all when the rioters... or what about the couple in St. Louis or whatever that defended their house, came out with their guns, you know?
Ended up in trouble for that.
Yeah. And what about them? Were they scared?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like maybe it's time for you guys to get a little scared. Maybe, you know, that's the whole purpose.
Well,
and I'm not condoning what happened.
Yeah, no, I know. I know you're not. I know.
But it's one of those things where it's like, you know, you guys live in this little bubble all the time.
Right.
And now what they did to Rand Paul that one time, that was that was out of whack too. It's like these are dangerous people. Those people wanted to hurt them.
Right.
And I mean, they were going after the guy who was trying to, he would actually knock the police officer down, and Rand's helping him get back up again. And Rand's neighbor attacks him and breaks his ribs and does all kinds of, he was in really bad shape for a while.
Yeah, I know.
But that's okay. No problem there.
Yeah, he's
we understand it because, you know, we all want to be
a right wing nutcase.
Yeah, he's right. Yeah. So,
well, I was going to go off on a tangent on there for a second, but, you know, because we're right in the middle of Ted Cruz had just objected to Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
The slate and all of a sudden, you know, all the poop hits the fan and, you know, they're being rushed out and blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, then the last thing I hear last night is that, well, Congress is going to reconvene and we're going to work through the night. I'm like, really? Well, isn't that nice? Now you're going to do all this under the, you know,
in the
middle of the night when everybody's asleep.
Yep. Same way the votes were counted.
Yeah. And isn't that just a coincidence, you know? And
all of a sudden, they can stay up all night and do this.
Yeah,
they couldn't get the bill passed for that. They had to go home for a while. Couldn't do that. They couldn't count the votes in the night.
No,
they stopped doing that.
Yeah, it was like 3 o'clock in the flipping morning or something like that when Pence put the gavel down. But so that goes back to the other thing. You know, what happened to the 10-day audit? You know, that we're trying. I didn't hear anything about that. And of course. You know, okay, well, they did the 2-hour debate for the one, and then, what about all the other election slates? Didn't they object to those? You know, because you're supposed to get 2 hours for each one.
I think they retracted. I think some of the guys retracted.
And so we don't hear anything about that.
And I don't know did we talk about Loeffler yesterday?
Not quite. No, we didn't. But so it's all under the car. You know, I wake up this morning, and sure enough, there, Pence.
Yep, I did it.
Did
all
it,
done.
You know, and I'm like, okay, well. Well, what happened to all the objection? What and it just, another reason why nobody trusts the system anymore. Exactly. Because you get all this blubbering grandstanding that's going on out there. And,
well, we're going to be upset, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, great. Why don't you do something about it, you know?
Well, and the one guy was up there last night. He was saying, they came and attacked us, and we're accomplishing the very process that we're supposed to be doing. They're trying to stop the very process that assures our democracy is safe. I'm like, there is no process. This is a show. That's why they're upset.
Yeah. What makes democracy not safe is when you have fraudulent elections
and
nobody wants to do a darn thing about it.
They just keep saying no proof, no proof. And that's getting old.
Well, tell that to the 2,500 people that signed affidavits.
Yeah. They're calling all those people liars. They're calling all of us who saw what we saw with our own eyes.
Yeah. And yet we suffered through 3 years of Russia collusion that was all based on a flipping lie.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, don't get me started on that. They're claiming that, we've never had a non-peaceful transfer of power.
Oh, yeah? Tell that to B.O. and Michelle.
Yeah. What about 2016 or 2017? There were riots all over the place. Yeah. How about this? I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody hears me, the feds will probably be knocking on my door in 5 minutes.
Yeah. I'm leaving.
She gets away with it. It's like, okay, that's pretty, or how about holding up an effigy, a bloody head of the president, and thinking it's funny?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff okay, I didn't see any Trump supporters doing that. I don't see any. I did see one really good meme. Somebody had actually taken Trump's head off there, Trump's face off of it, and put Biden's face on there. In the picture of her holding that up, and said, "Is this funny now?"
Yeah, right.
Because it's it's Trump. That's why it's funny.
Yeah, no,
that's why it's okay. It's acceptable because
he's
Trump.
Not going to be president very long.
Anyway. About 3 days, probably. Yeah, we should be taking bets on that. We should probably. Why don't you call in? We'll take bets. And we'll
that's
start.
Right. We're going to do a lot.
Putting odds on how long this guy. My guess is he's going to be in the middle of his inauguration speech.
The virtual one.
The virtual one.
Yeah. Right.
And he's gonna go international depression. They're gonna push him off the stage.
Corn popper.
Hey, corn popper's a
ice
bad
cream.
Dude. I'm gonna wrap his chain around your neck.
Gosh.
Cut you and wrap his. You cut me all wrap his. So, but he, he says, I think in the middle of that speech probably is when they're gonna, Kamala will all of a sudden just kind of, he'll fall down, she'll pop in. There you go. You feel like he was never there. The news media won't cover it. They'll just say, look who's here now.
Is Trump got to be at the inauguration?
Boy, that's a good question.
I mean, if they don't let him, I will actually be glad.
They might not let him.
I don't really want to see him sitting there with all these anti-American people.
Here's the amazing thing to me, this came out of Christie's mouth too, you got these people who are saying he needs to be removed from office right now, blah, 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 blah.
Why?
And all this stuff. But then at the same time, they'll turn around and say, well, he needs to show up at the inauguration because that's the way our country's done. It's like,
my word.
So you don't want him in the White House, but you want him to come back and be at the inauguration? What? What's that about?
They're all flaming idiots.
Yeah,
seriously.
I don't think
we got this to look forward to.
If I was him, I don't know that I would go. I don't know. It's only been done a couple of times but I would rather have them like.
You know
not
what? I
got
the perfect solution. He's afraid he might get COVID again.
Yeah, that's a good one.
He can't because they told me it was virtual.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was on the Zoom call. I didn't see anybody. Just waiting for my computer to ring.
it's gonna be a total circus.
4 years for at least two. Well, probably for the next rest of our lives. Actually, when you stop and think about it, they've figured it out now nationally how to do the whole election thing. I don't see any possibility of a real candidate other than rhinos and traitors and turncoats, I would call them. They should start their own party. Actually, now we're the rhinos because if that's what the Republican Party is going to be, then I'm a Republican in name only.
Right.
I'm going to try to figure out.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because it's like it's backwards now. I just don't know. I don't see the Republican Party being in good shape going forward. And
yeah, I mean, that's we started touching on that a little bit ago. But yeah, what is because the party without Trump, if that's where it goes, is honestly, the way people are passionate about Trump, I can't. Yeah. They're not gonna stop supporting him.
No,
that's why I think if he, you know, he's out there doing rallies and like you said, he says we've only begun to fight, and that guy's a fighter.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
and
doesn't give up doesn't give up at all.
And he doesn't like losing, and so he's not beholden to anybody, and you know, so God bless him. You know, so but if he starts doing rallies and he's already when he was in Georgia a week ago, you know, ruining the election for the two senators.
Yeah, of course because he discouraged everybody from voting. Yeah.
He said we'll be here in 2 years going after Kemp. And so obviously he's got something in mind.
Yeah.
What he's going to be doing. And whether that means, Republican Party goes with him, or he does his own party, or you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't see the Republican Party existing without him or without his supporters,
no.
and especially after this, when you got all the rhinos, the Mitch McConnells, sad to say, Lindsey Graham, because I was kind of iffy on him anyways, but you know, I was like. When he stood up at Kavanaugh's, or you know, for Kavanaugh at his hearing, you know, that was, I kind of became a Lindsey Graham supporter at that point.
Yeah, he showed himself good at that.
But
at that
point. But again, now you know he's out there. Oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't really mean it, you know, and please take me back. And you know, why do you got to do that? And so I don't see the Republican Party.
No, they're
being the Republican Party without Trump.
They just keep shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah.
Think about the fact that he increased his voters.
Yeah.
Increased the number of votes. It's never happened before.
Right.
That someone
among minorities.
Among minorities.
Yeah.
And he increased the number of votes since 2016.
Yeah.
And that's the first time that a president has ever done that.
Yeah.
And lost.
Yeah.
And an account, which tells you something.
Yeah. He didn't lose. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I saw somebody, I'm not going to mention his name because I normally like him, but his commentary on the Republicans going forward was how there was record turnout in 2020.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, there was not record turnout in 2020. There was not 150 million people voting.
There are.
It was half of the, or, you know, I want to say, a good percentage of that was fake.
Yeah.
You know?
Millions of votes missing.
Because you can't, again, going back to the stats, just the high-level ones, you know? Biden underperforms every county except four.
Yeah.
Compared to Hillary.
Yeah.
And in those four or five counties, I don't know what it's four or five, he gets enough votes to eclipse BO.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
And going back to
nothing to see here though.
No, nothing to see. Well, no evidence. There's no.
They just keep
hammering on it. There's
no evidence.
Well, nobody's brought any evidence. There's nothing in the courts.
2020 was just a blip on the normality.
Just a whole bunch of people showed up. And the thing that really aggravated me about last night was that nobody brought any evidence. No witnesses up. Nobody brought any witnesses up.
Well, that's why I wonder if, you know, if the whole storming the Capitol thing is what derailed that.
It seemed to, because I think they were heading down that road.
Because Trump himself said, we're going to present a lot of evidence.
We're presenting evidence. And
that's a good point. I didn't think about it. What happened to that?
Yeah, there was no evidence.
You know what happened to the 10-day audit? What happened to all the evidence?
The only thing that they ended up doing was a couple of them got up and started talking about what happened in their state and why they were concerned.
Yeah.
And they had, you know, had legitimate concerns, and they brought up a couple of things. Most of them brought up the issue of the election laws being changed.
Right. Which is a very valid government. Issue.
It's a very valid issue. Now, the one guy from Pennsylvania said, well, it would have only, they only received 10,000 votes after that, that would have been received after the change was made. And he had all these excuses as to why it was okay that those changes were made, because the and because the Republicans in 2019 voted for this and did that.
The Constitution is pretty clear.
Yeah.
It has to be the legislative body that makes those changes.
Well, he was going on, but he had all these excuses. But I keep hearing guys do that kind of stuff. I'll say, well, it was Republicans that did this. And this guy was a Republican. But I'm like, no, you don't understand. It's not just about the ballots that came in after the polls closed.
Yeah.
It's about the ballots that weren't real.
Yeah.
It's about the fact that you sent out 1.5 million ballots and you got back 1.9 million ballots. Yeah, that's a problem.
It's about the fact that Trump was it 800,000 ahead at 2 o'clock in the morning.
And statistically impossibly, he somehow comes out with, they come out with 99% of the votes for Biden all of a sudden. And they did the same thing again in Georgia again this time.
I know.
They wait till they leave the Democrat states there till the very end.
Yeah.
And like, how many do we need?
Counties.
Oh, okay. We're counting these counties over here. We're going to wait over here. Because we got so much more over here to count. So we're going to take a little break here now. And how many do you guys have? Okay. Oh look! We got under the table here.
We got some suitcases.
Oh, we forgot about these. Yeah, I forgot. Oh, that we had so many votes here that we had them stashed everywhere. So we'll just pull these out, and there you go.
What a coincidence!
Yeah.
So long as we're on Georgia, what's up with what's her name?
Loeffler.
What's up with her switching her? I'm not going to object anymore. What's the point? Apparently you've lost. So
yeah. Yeah, and she did. Well, even last night, I think they were actually...
Did either one of them concede yet?
No, she hasn't conceded, but they are saying that because of the votes that Arnoff, I think, is one she was running against. He now is definitely ahead. Arnoff was against... Yeah, she was... Yeah, that was the one that was... And...
She was running against the guy that had anger issues.
Ran over his foot. She basically
that's who
out.
We want in elected office anyway.
Now, I guess Ossoff has, they said that after they finished all the counting so far, now they still got the military ballots to go, but they're saying there's not enough military ballots to make up a difference. So it looks like Ossoff is going to win as well. Now, they're going to recount that, but you know how that's going to happen.
Well, sure. Yeah.
And
they'll probably gain votes.
And that's another thing they were talking
more
about last
than,
night.
More than what's
yeah, they probably got a couple hundred more. And that's what they did again last night. They were talking about how when they hand counted the ballots, they only came out with about 100 ballots difference down in Georgia.
Yeah,
and it's like because you're counting fake ballots.
Yeah,
I mean it's not at that point.
Ain't rocket science.
And they didn't hand count. This is what is so egregious about this. When they say they hand counted, they didn't sit there with licking their thumbs going, okay, that's one, two. They put all those into a tabulator. That's what they call hand counting. And the tabulator will still come out. They can run them through the tabulator 17 times and they'll
get different. Did it have a Dominion answer. Logo on it?
Yeah, they'll have a little D on the side. I think it stands for dumb. No, it's just it's so aggravating.
Georgia.
Because you know they didn't hand count millions of ballots.
Georgia.
Like, oh, there's one, there's two, there's stuck together three, there's three there. You know they didn't do that. So it's just...
Well, we will soon find out how much we're going to go down the toilet here in...
Yeah.
Probably in a month or so.
Yeah. I'm glad I discovered the whole podcast thing so we can talk like this.
You know, yeah.
YouTube, you can't talk like this. Yeah. And it's because you get, there's something a little bit screwy about that because there are some guys on YouTube that are very vocal and they've got thousands of listeners, 14,000-15,000 subscribers, and they're still talking like this. And if you even just say the word Antifa, it sends up an algorithm flag thing for, there's one guy on there, a Black Conservative Patriot, BLT, BCP. BLT, he's a sandwich. BCP, he's really good, and I listen to him all the time.
Good right now, so
yeah. It is about supper time, but he's really good, and he covers stuff really well. I really like his attitude. He's a believer. I think he's from Appleton, Wisconsin. I'm gonna get up there one of these days and have lunch with him. But he's very careful. He understands the algorithms really well. He knows math. He was kind of a accountant type guy,
mm-hmm.
And he understands all this algorithm stuff. So he's really, like when he says Antifa, he'll say anti-FA or you know, he'll say something like that. And he uses dumb minion instead of dominion. Because he knows all the words that send the triggers out. So he's always real careful about saying stuff.
Oh, that's perfect.
But he's been able to do, you know, he still talks about stuff a lot because he doesn't get, you know, he doesn't fall into that stuff. But he's, plus he's, I think it helps to be black. Let's be true. I mean, be real about it, because they look at that and they're probably like, oh, we probably shouldn't pick on him.
Mm.
Whereas me, I get zero views,
mm-hmm.
and I used to get a whole bunch, and it's like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm getting, I mean, not even accidentally somebody clicked on it.
Yeah.
You usually get one. Somebody's thumb happened to hit their phone wrong or something, you know? No, zero. So, yep. Yeah, the next couple of years are going to be.
So what are they going to do first?
Well, like, you know, Biden, every time he turned around, he was always saying day one, he was going to do this or that.
Well, I know for sure.
He's going to have a lot of stuff to do on day one.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be wearing masks for the next 100 days.
Once 100-day mask.
I wonder what this is what I predict is going to happen, you know, since he's got the total cover of the media.
Yeah.
If he's still there in 100 days.
Yeah.
But, yeah, whether it's him or Kami. I bet the coronavirus cases will go down, but it'll be a miracle.
Yeah, it'll all be because of Biden.
And masks.
Yeah.
We wore masks for 100 days.
Yeah.
And by golly, it's just
all of a sudden somebody gets in a motorcycle crash. They'll get in a motorcycle wreck, and all of a sudden it's the motorcycle crash that killed them.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
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 That's probably what's going to, yeah. Well, that is if the ruling class now wants to let us act like normal human beings again.
I still think that they like this kind of control.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if they say, well, this new virus, the new COVID now, the new and improved COVID.
Did you see that picture of Whitler had of Stacey Abrams? He had a little candle.
Oh, my
gosh. I don't know why she thought this was... Whitler had a picture of like, it was like a little, you know, like a candle, scented candle with a, you know, glass thing. And a picture of Stacey Abrams on the front of it with like holding a little Bible or something or a book or seriously, I got to show this to you. Find something to talk about.
I guess Stacey Abrams' sister
now
is a potential candidate for the Supreme Court.
Oh, shocker.
She's on a list. And of course, Garland, I think, is going to be the pick for... The Attorney General,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, he doesn't have an axe to grind with anybody.
No.
He'll be great for that.
He'll probably have Eric Holder, you know, giving him tips.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be buddy-buddy.
Yeah. Maybe
they can do some run, what was that gun running thing they had going on down there? I can never remember
that one.
Yeah.
But.
Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
I'm not going to find this.
Well, we can always do this. It's the feel-good hit of 2021, the podcast that brings you so much more. More of this and more of that. Just more, more, more. And it's better than ever. Best of all, it's free and commercial-free. It's the news according to me. It even rhymes. With new and improved content, fortified with 27 vitamins and minerals. Or maybe not. Be sure to subscribe, because you probably won't want to miss any of this. But you might. Never before has so much offered so little. It's the podcast that will leave you asking questions. Like, how can I get that hour of my life back? Or, what on earth are these guys talking about? Where else can you find this kind of content, other than 90% of the internet? We're here because you're there, and I'm not even sure what that means. Be sure to like and subscribe, because you don't want to be the only one stuck in this. It's the news, according to me. So, yeah, if you get a chance, we got this. I got this new system. I got to figure it out now, how we're going to do this with the call-in thing.
Yeah.
We have, of course, the number you can call in is 574-742-6748. You can call and leave a message. But the best thing, I think the best way to do this is if you want to be on the show as we're producing it, which is usually in the mornings. Typically, the morning show gets produced around 9 o'clock, 8:30 to 9 o'clock, typically 9. The evening show is anytime after about 3:30, probably 3:30, anywhere between 3:30 and 6:30. That's when we start, depending on what's going on with life. But the thing to do is to text us, let us know what your topic is that you want to talk about, and then let us know when you're available, and then we will text you back and let you know about what time we're going to call. And we will call you, and we'll have a discussion. Other than that, you can also call and leave a message, and we'll probably play your message on air, like we're on the air. We're on the internet, on the ether. We'll play your message on the ether. And or if you just have a text message or something that you want to comment, you want to make, a question you want to ask, because, you know, we have all the answers here. Because these are two guys with beards, and there's just things that ooze out of...
She posted that.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna pass out.
What is she thinking?
I wish we could show the audience that.
Oh my gosh.
That was from Whitmer?
Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Is that something she's giving out for Christmas?
I don't know.
Giving all of her buddies those from one governor to another.
She's probably going
to
be the VP.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah,
I didn't think about that.
Oh my gosh, she could be.
God help us all. Oh my gosh.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun? That would be a fun show. Boy, that's going to be. You know, here's the other thing that really concerned. I didn't mention this, but this is kind of a serious issue, and I did mention it this morning on the show. We're not paying attention to what's going on in the world right now.
Oh, going on where?
In the world.
Oh, yeah, right.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Well, Iran started doing uranium again.
Well, here's the other issue.
Oh, yeah?
While all this stuff's going on here...
What's China doing?
What's China and Russia doing right now? Because...
Getting ready to invade.
Well, China just... apparently a memo went out to everybody in the armed forces. War can break out at any minute. They're on a hair trigger right now, and actually Britain is readying for that. They've actually gone up to like DEFCON 5 or something.
Well, yeah, I mean,
think about all the chaos that's going on right here right now.
Yeah, I know, but I mean,
they perceive that as, well, they're not. We can surprise them right now.
Yeah, but
our military's not going to get surprised. I mean, those guys are not sitting around going, oh.
Yeah, I go back to. I don't, for a foreign country to think about invading the United States, I mean, literally everybody has a gun, right? So, and that's part of the reason why
they're gonna hide under your gun when they start dropping nukes on us.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying they wouldn't do that, but
yeah,
but I think China, if they're going to do anything, they'll probably try to take over Taiwan, because they've always been talking about that.
Yeah, that'll be the first place. Yeah.
You know, and then you got Uncle Joe. He's gonna roll over and not say anything about that.
Yeah.
And, or Kami, whoever it is. But
it'll be the same thing as like when Russia went into was it Ukraine?
Yeah.
They bet. We had a treaty with them that we would protect them. We told them, if you get rid of your arms, we will protect you. And then we didn't.
Yeah.
Under Obama.
Right.
So it's like.
Well, he sent them blankets.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. We'll send you some blankets. Hide under there. Hide under those blankets. Yeah.
And then we'll send. we'll send Joe over.
But if you don't fire that prosecutor, you ain't getting $1 billion.
You next.
Yeah. Oh, my word.
Oh, yeah. It's. It really is Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
And it's just when they start doing some of the things that they've been saying they're going to do, you know, how is the country going to react when they all of a sudden legalize a bunch of illegal aliens or start handing out literally free healthcare to them?
There's already caravans coming this way already.
Yeah.
And they're talking about opening up the border for them.
Yeah. Are they going to keep the wall up?
No, they're talking about tearing that down.
Are you serious?
They are talking about tearing down. Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't, if it's Kami, I'm sure she will, because that to her is a monument to Trump. So they'll tear that down. And that's the problem I think we're going to run into, is it is going to be a mess of all the stuff they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to figure out from all these never Trumpers and all the establishment Republicans that are bailing on Trump now.
Yeah.
Was he really that bad?
Yeah.
That
right.
You're going to, is, was it, were things so bad?
Yeah. What are they going to say when all this stuff happens?
You hated his tweets so much.
Yeah.
That we are literally going to burn the country down.
Yeah.
Everything that it stands for.
Yeah.
I mean, they, to think that they're going to abide by the Constitution, they hate the Constitution.
I know, right?
They would just as soon see that thing burn to, you know.
Yeah.
They, you can't, I saw this really good, my nephew posted a really funny post today, and it was.
Who did?
My nephew.
Oh.
He was posted, it was a bee trying to talk to a fly. And the bee was it was the capitalist, and he was trying to convince the fly, who was a socialist, that honey was better than poop. He said, trying to convince a fly that honey is better than poop is like talking to, is like a capitalist talking to a socialist. I was like, that's probably true. That's why I don't argue with flies anymore. You want to live in your poop, you go ahead and do that. I'm not, yeah, but it was a perfect example of, yeah. That's why right. Not, why you don't argue with flies.
Yeah.
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 So there we go. So tomorrow morning, the show will be probably, what is tomorrow, Friday? Oh, it's Friday.
Friday.
Right? Wow. Where is this week going?
A lot of big news today.
A lot of big news. Yeah, it's been flying by. So, so tomorrow morning, probably 9 o'clock-ish, I'll be producing the show, probably 8:30 actually, and go from there. Other than that, Shabbat Shalom.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're probably going to get some new listeners. I've got, I was talking to some people today who are real interested in the podcast, so I'll probably be listening in. And we'll probably eventually I've got some people that might want to be interviewed in the morning time. And I might start doing, one of the reasons I started this podcast, the original reasons I started it, was to talk about people who do the news. People like BCP and like Brandon Tatum. Last night I was listening to him. He's like, I'm done with the Republican Party. He's like really mad at the Republican Party.
Who isn't?
Yeah. But you know, people like that. I want to get those guys, actually maybe have a phone call with them for 5-10 minutes or whatever. And
right.
Just say, hey, can you mind popping on and we'll talk. And so I kind of want to talk to those kinds of people, or at least do shows that are about what they're saying. So mm-hmm. like this is what this guy's putting on. This is what that guy's putting on.
Right.
And it's people who are kind of the movers and the shakers. And that's kind of my goal. But
there's that's why you have me on.
That's why I've got you on, because you're a mover and a shaker. I've seen you shake whenever you start needing some coffee or start shaking. And then you hear the coffee pot go off and you start moving. But right now there's just so much news going on. It's just more important, I think, to just dive in and to start. We're the ones talking about the news. But eventually there'll be a little bit more content in that regard. But so if you want to get a really heavy, dark, sad, no, actually, you know, this morning I've been feeling really dark in the mornings. Like it's just been very,
well, it is that time of year.
Hasn't been a lot of fun. And, but last night, you know, it's funny. I had some kind of dreams last night. I don't know what they were, but, woke up this morning and I had this, you know, it was like, just like that peace that passes understanding kind of thing. I felt okay about everything. I was still, don't get me wrong, I was still upset about stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
But it wasn't this kind of a, I'm just flying off the handle, livid kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It was more of a, I'm still mad, but you know what? I'm at peace about whatever is going on. So I mean, we're not, you know.
Well,
so,
you know.
Yeah.
If you stand on the premise that God is in control.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a.
And yet Nancy Pelosi lives.
Yeah. I think this will be a time. I've been thinking a lot about this. I think this will be a time for believers to, because you know, you hear a lot, this is what I was thought of today. You hear a lot, well, you know, Got to pray. Well, that's true. But the thought I had today was, what do you pray?
Yeah.
You know, and God has a reason for everything. And if he lets our country go down the toilet, then it's he's the reason that he allows it to happen is because his ultimate goal is for people to have a relationship with him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I've been thinking about, you know, the millions of people that I know, pray for our country and, you know, and for, didn't want to see happen what happened. And, for us, I think to just, we say, God, please intervene, or, you know, or something like that. But I think what is more important is we have to, if you go back and there's cases in the Bible where, like Daniel, for example, or Nehemiah, you know, the first thing they did was say, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry for our country, what we've done.
Yeah, it kind of depends on behalf of the country.
In other words, God's looking for us to be humble.
Yeah.
You know, and I think once people are humble and acknowledge that, look, there's nothing else we can do. This is, you know,
yeah,
we've put our trust in something else beside you, et cetera, you know. And I think, I don't know, for some reason that just popped into my head today when I was thinking about that. And, you know, who knows?
Well,
I mean, but I do think, though, that, you know, everything happens for a reason. And it's, if you believe what the Bible says, it's all for our good.
Yeah,
and for those that love and trust in God, and so, yeah, there's a peace there, and you know, the Jews through millennia have figured out how to survive and thrive despite no matter what, you know, country they lived in, and they were persecuted, and you know, if they can find a way to do it, we certainly can. So
yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, yeah, it's the one statement I heard. I've heard it several times, but it kind of soaked in, is that God doesn't do things to us. He does things for us.
Right, exactly.
And that changes your whole perspective on things that happen to us that we see that seem to be bad things.
Right.
It's like, well, why is this happening in my life?
Mm-hmm.
It's, well, because God's got something he wants you
to learn.
A blessing. There's a blessing on this.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it's, you know, it's, he wouldn't give you that challenge if he didn't trust you with it.
Right.
So it's kind of a...
I mean, yeah, it's still, the circumstances still aren't any fun.
Right.
You know, and we'd still like to see the truth and the right thing happen.
Yeah.
But there's a reason why it hasn't been allowed to.
And he didn't say, you know, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you fun. He didn't say that. I wish.
What?
I think the
one, I thought it said that in
there
the
is a
new,
version of the Bible. I think it does say that.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
but yeah, that's not what it says. So I think that we have that going for us. Well,
that's a good note.
That is a good note. Yeah, it's good stuff. So anyway, yeah, make sure you call 574-742-6748. Text is a better probably way to do it. Text us. Let us know when we can call. We'll try to give you a call and let you know and all that stuff. Otherwise. We made it through another day. Looks like possibly. Not over yet.
Possibly.
It's not over yet.
Yeah. I feel a little better.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So the therapy's working.
That's all the reason I come here. That's right.
Appreciate you being here. So let's, let's call it, I guess, tomorrow?
Sure.
We're on again tomorrow. Sounds like, make sure you're here.
Can't get rid of me.
That's right. It's like a bad spot in the rug. Just, all right. Well, everybody have a good night. God bless. And hang in there. We'll all get through this together. Because we're all in this together. Nighty night.